She had bairns of her own, but they was England, and Rip seemed to get old, cuddling, and petting, as belonged to a bairn of good right. But Rip were a bit on her over, and had a bit of breaking out of barracks like and trotting around the place, as if he were to cantonment magistrate come round inspecting. The colonel leathers him once or twice, but Rip didn't care, and kept going his rounds, with his tail wagging as if he were flag signalling to world at large, as he was getting on nicely, thank you. And how's you soon? And then Colonel was no sort of handry a dog tease him up. A rare clipper of a dog, and it's no wonder young lady and Mr. Souza should take a fancy to him. There's one of 10 commandments says you mustn't covet your neighbour's ox, nor his jackass, but it doesn't say nowt about his terrier dogs, and happen that's the reason why Mrs. de Souza coveted Rip, though she went to the church regular, along with her husband, who was much darker, and if he hadn't had such a good coat to his back, you might have called him a black man, and not tell a nee nor that. They said he had his brass jute, and he had a rare lot on it. Well, you seen, when they teed Rip up, the poor old lad didn't enjoy very good health, so the colonel's lady sends for me, has had a name for being knowledgeable about a dog, and axes what's ailing with him. Why, says I, he's getting mopes, and what he wants in his liberty and company like the rest of us will happen a rat or two, at living him up. It's low, mum, says I. It's rats, but it's nature of a dog, and so is cutting round and meeting another dog or two, and passing time of day, and having a bit of a turn up with him like a Christian. So, she says, a dog won't never fight, and no Christians ever fought.